Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're diving into something kind of meta. Get ready for AI-generated podcasts. Which, you know, is pretty wild considering the whole you're listening to a podcast thing.
It really makes you think, right? Where's it all headed?
Right. Okay, so the source material for today's deep dive is an article about a Google project called Notebook LM. Listener, you are going to want to hear this.
It's a fascinating one.
So imagine, like, you've got a mountain of research. Articles, maybe some audio, video clips, and you need to get to the core of it all.
That's where Notebook LM swoops in. Think of it like a super-powered research assistant. You give it all your info, PDFs, audio, whatever you've got, and it analyzes everything, finds those golden nuggets of knowledge.
Okay, so it's like, what a really, really advanced note-taking system.
Kinda. But here's the thing. The article mentions something even cooler: podcasts.
Podcasts. Wait, really?
Yep. Notebook LM can actually take all that information and create audio summaries. But they're not just any summaries. They sound like back and forth podcast conversations.
Whoa, hold on. So how does that even work? Is it like secretly recording us right now, learning how to do this?
Not quite. It all comes down to what we call language models. LMs for short. You've probably heard of some of them.
Like ChatGPT. That's the one that can practically write a movie in like 5 minutes, right?
Exactly. It's the same kind of tech. Basically, Notebook LM uses something called probabilistic analysis. It's kind of like predicting the next word in a sentence.
Okay, so if I say peanut butter and...
You'd probably say jelly.
Right.
It's like that. But on a much larger scale, Notebook LM looks at tons of data to figure out how likely certain words and phrases are to appear together. That's how it generates text that sounds, well, surprisingly human.
So it's using that language power to make these podcast-style summaries. I gotta admit, as someone who, you know, works in the podcasting world, it's kind of freaky, but also super cool. And it can analyze stuff in any language.
It can. Right now, the audio output for the podcast thing is mostly English, but it's changing fast. The tech is still pretty new. It came out last year, and things are moving at warp speed.
Which leads to the big question. How good is it? Should we be worried about our jobs yet?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Notebook LM is impressive, but it's not perfect.
Okay, so no Grammy Awards for AI podcasts just yet.
Not quite. This computer science professor at Brown University had a good way of putting it. He said Notebook LM is like a rookie researcher. It gets the general idea, which is amazing, but it still misses those, like, subtle details, the deeper insights that come with experience.
A rookie researcher, huh? I like that. Still, a researcher who can churn out podcasts. It makes you wonder what kind of stuff it's making.
Well, to give you a better idea, and our listeners, of course, we actually have a couple of clips of Notebook LM in action.
Oh, we get to hear the AI doing its thing. This is getting good.
First up, we've got an example where they fed Notebook LM this super dry official document. It's called the Gazzetta Ufficiale della Repubblica Italiana. Basically, the Italian version of a government gazette.
Okay, so not exactly light reading.
Exactly. But that's what makes this so interesting. Notebook LM still managed to turn it into something that sounds like a podcast conversation.
And it's in Italian, right?
It is. But even if you don't speak Italian, you can tell from the tone. Listen.
Wow. Okay. Nah. I mean, I got maybe like two words in there. But yeah, it really does sound like a podcast. Even with that, like, super official source material.
It's pretty wild, right? Almost makes you forget it's an AI. Almost. But let's move on from bureaucratic Italian to something a little more, shall we say, relatable. We also have a clip of Notebook LM analyzing a fast food menu.
Wait, hold up. It tried to podcast FO a menu? That's both terrifying and amazing. I got to hear this.
Buckle up.
Okay, that was surprisingly entertaining. It almost sounded like it was trying to create, like, a story around the menu items.
And that's what I find so fascinating. Even with something as, well, dry as a fast food menu, it's still trying to be creative.
It really shows you how AI is, like, pushing those creative boundaries. Even with, like, mundane info, it's looking for a way to be engaging, to entertain, even. What if you gave it something really juicy, like multiple perspectives, complex ideas, you know?
Now, that's an exciting thought, isn't it? And it really makes you wonder, what does this mean for podcasting, for how we get information? Like, should we be worried about our jobs right now? Are the robots coming for us?
Okay, now that's the million-dollar question. And honestly, part of me doesn't want to know. But seriously, what are the implications here? I mean, AI can basically make a podcast. So what now?
Well, it's still early days, right? It's impossible to say for sure what the future holds. But we can look at the possibilities, right? And let's be honest, the potential problems, too. Why don't we start with the good stuff? Imagine if you could take any information, even like super complicated research, and make it instantly accessible in this fun, engaging audio format. Think what that could do for education, accessibility, anyone who wants to learn but maybe doesn't have time to read a textbook.
It's like democratizing knowledge, making it easier for everyone to, like, digest, you know? I can see the appeal.
And for creative stuff, who knows what this tech could do for storytelling? The possibilities are mind-blowing.
Okay, but you'd be remiss if you didn't mention the other side of this, yeah. The potential downsides. So, lay it on me. What are we missing here?
Well, as cool as all of this is, we got to remember, Notebook LM isn't perfect.
No robot overlords just yet.
Not quite. Accuracy is a big one. Remember that rookie researcher idea? Well, just like a rookie, AI can still get things wrong. Misinterpret info, jump to conclusions. It might miss crucial details, especially with nuanced topics, you know?
So fact-checking is still important. Don't go submitting those AI-generated essays just yet, kids.
Exactly. And then there's the depth issue. Yeah, Notebook LM can summarize, make it sound conversational. But it's not doing the same kind of analysis, the critical thinking, the bringing your own experience stuff that, well, humans do.
There's still something to be said for how we connect ideas. Share what we know. Find the meaning behind the information.
Exactly. And that's something to keep in mind as AI keeps evolving.
You've hit on something there. It's like we get caught up in the, oh, wow, AI. But we forget the human element, critical thinking, our own experiences.
Right. And that's key as this tech keeps, you know, keeps going. It's not about AI replacing us. It's about AI giving us new tools, new ways to learn, new ways to create.
It's almost like, remember the early days of the internet? No one knew what was going to happen, but everyone knew it was big.
I see that. And just like the internet, AI could be huge. How we get info, how we tell stories, it could all change.
Okay, now I'm getting chills. Wow. So where do we go from here? What does it all mean?
That's the question, isn't it? No one knows for sure. But here's what we do know. AI is everywhere now. And it's up to us to, you know, figure it out. Use it for good. Be aware of the risks.
Embrace the good and remember what makes us human.
Exactly.
Listener, if you're anything like us, your mind is blown right now.
Yeah.
We went from like the nuts and bolts of how AI learns language to, well, AI making podcasts.
Oh.
Which is what this is.
And we just scratched the surface, really.
So as we wrap up today, we'll leave you with this. If AI can do this now, create what's next. What's information going to look like tomorrow? What new stuff will we see? What role will we play in all of it?
Those are the questions worth asking.
I couldn't agree more. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep asking questions. And as always, thanks for taking this deep dive with us.